Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Broverwatch podcast. My name is Adam Cook, and as always, I am joined by Calder Amos Wood. Calder, how was your day? It's very, very much the afternoon, pushing on to nighttime, actually.
Top of the morning to you.
How are you?
I got a laptop, and I got this pen.
Nice.
That goes with it, and I touch the pen to the laptop, and then things happen.
I believe they call that a touch screen in the industry.
But I'm good.
That's good.
But you're having a fantastic day today, and you tell me why.
I'm having just an okay day today. It's fine.
Wow, really nice way to bring down the mood.
Anyway, to anybody, I got ahead of myself. Anyway, to anybody who is listening for the first time, the Broverwatch podcast is a podcast where we talk about the Overwatch League or Overwatch in general, if there's not anything Overwatch League related to talk about. And we just have a little discussion. We have some chats, and then you can let us know your opinion in the comments below if you're on YouTube or by tweeting us at the Broverwatch on Twitter. And today's topic is one that Calder doesn't have much to say on, but I have too much to say on.
You don't have to tell him,
man. Well, it's true.
I made it rain on you. That was a whole $25.
Wow.
No.
Too bad I can't literally take it through the screen. I'm broke. Here's the issue. For those of you who don't know, which most of you probably do, because I'm guessing that you at least play or watch Overwatch, and this is a big topic. Reaper recently got buffed.
Who knows why?
And then Armor got nerfed. Mm-hmm. And here's the deal. I'm guessing that they mostly did that to try and counter Goats, because Goats is very tanky, so let's bring in a boy who can delete tanks faster. Except here's the thing, he can't delete tanks faster. He deletes tanks in an instant.
Well, that is faster, but yes, I understand what you were going for.
So, here's the issue. So, as soon as the patch went live, to live servers, not in the PTR, me and some pals went into No Limits and went only Reaper every game. And not only did we win every game, but we absolutely steamrolled with no contest at all every game. And here's the thing, they would counterpick, they'd go far Mercy because they're always in the air and Reaper can't reach them, but we would absolutely destroy in those games as well, because he's basically a ranged hero now, if you shoot enough. So...
Even before the patch, I'd find it weird where, like, I'd be Tracer and I'd be, like, across the map, and he'd just go, and then half my health is gone, and you're like, what the fuck is happening here?
It's very strange. Anyway, so we played, and we were like, this is fun. I like this new patch. It's really fun. We can play No Limits and destroy. It was a real easy way to farm loot boxes. And I tweeted about it on our Twitter, and then I went to bed. And then I got up the next day and I went to school and then I came home and I had dinner and then I was like, I'm going to play some Overwatch. I'm going to play some ranked. And as a main tank player, I had precisely zero fun. It was really bad. Every single game, no matter which. Here's the thing. I'd play Winston and I'd be like, oh, they have a Reaper. I'm going to switch to Ryan. Doesn't help.
No. Especially when Ryan's shield gets shredded so quickly.
Yeah.
Like, even by Bastion. Yeah. And they buffed Bastion before Reaper, too, for a reason I don't think anyone knows.
No. But yeah. So I had no fun. Every time I try to work around the Reaper, one time we just had one tank. I was the tank, but still. We only had one tank because we were like having two tanks. It makes it too easy for the Reaper just to delete two people on the team. That worked a little better, but it was just no good. The Reaper would just walk up to me. Here's the thing. Usually, before the Reaper buff and the armor nerf, if I was Winston or Ryan or anyone, it would be like, bang. Oh, there's a Reaper shooting at me. Okay, run away. I need help, please, everybody. Sometimes I'd die, but sometimes it was like, oh, I got help. I got a health pack. I charged away. I jump-packed away. Something happened. I was able to do something. But every game when I played was, oh, I'm dead.
Yeah.
There was zero reaction time. And even if I did react immediately, he could have just looked at me as I left and killed me. So, like...
Because, like, you turn around and you're still going to get shot in the back of the head.
Yeah.
I recently read a post about this. About how Reaper's basically just completely OP. Now, if you're below plat, or maybe even diamond too. And it's because he's one of the lowest skill heroes now.
Yep. Well, he, like, always was one of the lowest skill heroes. It's just now he's also really good.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, he was low skill, but a little more difficult to play. Now it's just like low skill, but you can just play him whenever, wherever, however. You just walk in and then you shoot someone and you basically lose no health.
Yeah. And it's really...
Because you do more damage, and then you also, like, you do more damage than they can do to you, which makes your lifesteal be higher, unless you get headshotted by a Widow, which doesn't really happen at our rank.
No.
But
other than times where literally the entire team had a collective mind and went, okay, we are all going to dive the Reaper together right now and kill him first. Other than those times, I never saw the Reaper below half health.
Yeah.
He was always, even if he was in a, there was a point where we did one of those, like, hey, let's all jump on him things, and he exited that fight with a pentakill and full health.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just him by himself.
Yeah.
That's no good.
It's like the Fissure video on the PTR where he was like, okay, guys, everyone shoot me. And then he just Reaper ulted in the middle of like six people and didn't die.
And they all focused him intentionally. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a bit bad. And here's the thing. Is it bad? Yes. Are they most likely going to fix this at least somewhat soon? Yes. Here's the issue. We've known this was this was a problem since the PTR.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. For those of you who don't know, the PTR stands for Public Test Region. This means that things are tested, updates are tested in this server before they go to live servers.
Mm-hmm.
So that they can make any changes if something is bad. Now, I can't think of a single instance where Blizzard ever went, guys, this was bad on the PTR, so it's not going to live. They just always send it to live. Always.
Yeah. The only other time was when they like buffed Sombra, I read about, and then like 4 days later they switched it.
Yeah.
They put it back.
There's been a couple times where they made a change where something was introduced on the PTR and then they went, okay, let's change this on the PTR. Is this good? And then they introduced it to live servers.
Yeah.
It's only happened a couple times. Nine times out of 10, it'll be like, just using the Reaper thing as an example, it will be, hey, so Fissure, one of the best tanks in the league that you're putting a lot of money into, just put up a stream of him testing something in your PTR and is clearly displaying that it is no good.
OP, OP, OP.
What are you going to do about it? No, we'll put it to live.
Yeah.
It's like, well, then what's the point, really, of the PTR?
Mm-hmm.
I really don't understand the point of the PTR if none of the changes or none of the things that people say are an issue are changed.
Yeah. And I'm not sure how many people were saying it was an issue when, like, because I didn't see a lot of posts. Now, it could have just been me missing them. A lot of posts saying that Reaper was super OP on the PTR. But as soon as he hit live, everyone was like, oh, wow, this is actually legitimately broken.
I think there's two reasons for that. Reason number one, people just went, oh, it's on the PTR. They'll change it before live. People just expected it to change before live servers. So right. I think people were like, oh, this is overpowered, but it's on the PTR. It's not live yet. It'll change. But it didn't change. Mm-hmm. And that's when people were like, guys, this is a problem. But the other reason, I think, is because not a ton of people actually play the PTR.
Yes, very true.
And even in the people who do, only some of them actually care about the changes. Some of them are just playing it for goofs or to check out a new hero or something.
Yeah, and there's probably something with it. Like, since the buff is kind of spread out, like, he got 20% increase in lifesteal, which is quite a lot. But then he also got buffed because they decreased the armor protection.
Yeah.
So,
and both of those changes were by a significant amount.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that could affect, like, how people viewed the Reaper buff, because they were just like, oh, it's just 20% more lifesteal. But it's 20% more lifesteal, and he also steals lives instantly.
Yeah.
Do you like that?
That was funny. Yeah. It's
mm-hmm.
The thing is, the damage reduction from armor reduced from 5 or -5 to -3 is big.
Mm-hmm.
And then also lifesteal increased from 30% to 50% of damage dealt is big. Mm-hmm. But put them together and he's practically unstoppable. Like, there's mm-hmm. There's pretty much nothing that can be done against him. And especially since, like, the buffs from a while ago that nobody really made a big deal about, because they were good buffs. These are bad buffs, but, like, they mm-hmm. were good buffs where it was like, oh, when he goes into Wraith form, it reloads his ammo. When he alts, it reloads his ammo. It's like, those mm-hmm. were all good. Those were all good buffs. And people freaked out because it's like, Reaper can be continuously shooting for a total of, like, 21 seconds straight. And it's like, yeah, but nobody's going to. And also, mm-hmm. it clearly wasn't a problem. This is, he can shoot for 21 seconds straight, but he won't need to because he'll be done wiping the team in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And I think the biggest problem with this is the whole power creep issue, where to try and get rid of GOAT's meta, which isn't, it's a meta at top 500 Grandmaster.
Yeah.
It's, like, not really a meta.
People in, like, plat and under will say, let's run GOATs, but they're not running GOATs. They're just running, like, 3 tanks, 3 support. They don't actually know how to run GOATs.
They have 3. Oh my god.
What?
My screen just shut off. Yeah, they're running 3 tanks, 3 supports, and then they split up.
Yeah.
Like, that's not running GOATs.
Yeah.
But, like, you kind of have this with Hanzo, to a lesser extent than Reaper is now, but where they're just kind of really powerful. And, like, his Storm Arrow is a little crazy.
The nice thing shields. Is, I think Hanzo was super, super strong because of his mm-hmm. Scatter Arrow, and then they fixed him, added Storm Arrow, and people were like, mm-hmm. now he's nuts. He's nutty. And but I think people just learned to work around Storm Arrow. Like, it's more possible to avoid a Storm Arrow or work around Storm Arrow than it is to avoid
that skill, right?
Scatter Arrow to the floor instant kill.
Yeah.
So,
like, Storm Arrow and Hanzo are skill.
Yeah.
Like, you need to aim.
Yeah.
With Reaper, it seems like they had sort of the same philosophy. But like the part that would have made it work better is if they actually changed one of his abilities, like his little whatever this is, teleport. And then he goes, yeah, like it's the worst ability in the game.
That's the thing. He is right now the most powerful hero in the game because he can just delete tanks in a tank meta. But he, at the same time, he also has the worst ability in the game.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like
I remember playing, and I was just like a Widow. I think it was Quick Play or something. I was just playing Widow, and a guy teleports right in front of me. A good ability would mean that he gets to shoot me as soon as he's done teleporting. But there's like 3 or 4 seconds. Probably not 3 or 4, but like 2 seconds where he's just standing there like this, unable to do anything, and I can just line up a shot.
Yeah.
And then there's also a couple seconds in there where he's still stuck, but I can shoot him.
Yeah. I think that's the main issue, because like if he teleported instantly and shot you, that would be another problem, because he could just be like, I want to go up there, hey, bang bang bang, and you're dead, and that's not fair.
Yeah,
but
he wouldn't be. Yeah,
he's, I think it's not much of an exaggeration when you say 4 seconds. Like, here's the thing, if you're a Widow, you see him go, and then you
down
see
below.
Him go sink, yeah, down, and then you see him sprout up, and then he stands there for a long time, and then he goes, oh, okay. So it's literally like 1, 2, 3, 4, and then he can shoot. So I think it literally is 4 seconds.
Yeah.
And that's a bad ability.
Yeah.
If you want to make a Reaper stronger, make his the worst ability in the game a decent ability. Don't make him able to delete people from the code of the game.
Because that would also make him higher skill, too.
Yeah. Because it wouldn't be, oh, Reaper's the guy where you Wraith form in and then shoot, kill, and then Wraith form out, and then once in a while go.
Yeah.
With your, for audio listeners, I waved my arms around because of his ultimate. But, yeah, I feel like right now he's a hero where it's like, go in and shoot at close range and then Wraith form out. But, like, if they changed his ability, you either changed his ability or made his ability better, he'd be like the guy that teleports in, does some damage and teleports out so that others can finish him off or something.
Or he'd be like an actually good flanker.
Yeah.
Because he can like kind of do a sneaky quick teleport up to high ground, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, let's, on Oasis, what is it, Courtyard, the big one with the huge point and the thing in the middle.
With the bounce pad on the side?
Oh, University? I think it's University.
Are you thinking of the one with the books?
Yeah, it's University.
The one where you can go under?
No.
That's University.
Oh, that's University? Then what's the one with the...
Are you thinking of the...
And then there's the big hole on the one side. It's not the garden.
Are you thinking of the one with the cars?
Yeah.
That's Oasis Gardens. No, that's not Gardens. That's Oasis Shrine? No, that's, I'm thinking Nepal Shrine.
No. It's probably just like Courtyard or something. But
anyway, talk about it. I'll look it up.
Like, he's coming, like, say, he comes down mid, kind of hides behind...
It's called Oasis City there. Center.
Didn't think of that at all.
Me neither.
He kind of hides behind cover, teleports up to the top, and then he's able to get on flankers. Now, maybe that's still a little OP because headshots require no skill. Like, the cursor doesn't really have to be on a headshot for it to be a headshot.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you can decrease his spread or something.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure there's a way to fix this where, but I don't, it's kind of...
I think that you mentioned this earlier, and I think the main issue with this buff is the power creep thing, where, and it's the same thing that happened with adding Brig. They had a problem with Tracer being too powerful, and instead of going, okay, let's adjust Tracer, or, okay, let's do this to the game to make, you know, Tracer more workaroundable. I don't know. Instead, they went, let's add this really, really powerful hero that ruins Tracer's time. And then, like, they keep doing this where it's like, oh, this is an issue. Let's make this more powerful. Oh, this is an issue. Let's make this more powerful. Instead of, like, being like, okay, let's tweak this here, tweak this there. Like, I think that the, I think the D.Va nerf from, like, Defense Matrix 1 second to 2 seconds, that's a good change. It doesn't ruin her as a character. She's still very powerful. Defense Matrix is still very powerful. You just have to be smarter about how you use it. The Reaper changes are you do the same thing, but you get more out of it.
Mm-hmm. And then there's also a problem with just main tanks in general, where like an Orisa or a Winston shield or even a Rein shield barely holds any, like, at all. Like, you can put a Winston shield down, and if they have a Hanzo or a Reaper, even a Soldier, because they buffed him too.
Like, when we play ranked, I'm usually Rein, sometimes Winston, but like, almost every single game, we have a friend named Jaden who we often play with. He's almost always like, Adam, you gotta tell me when your shield is down, like, or when you're gonna drop your shield. And I'm like, it's always down. Like, I can't put it up because it just gets deleted immediately. And if I do always say when it's going down, it'll literally be like, okay, shield going up, up, shield that, shield down, shield that half, up, shield down, putting shield up, it's gone. It's like,
especially if they have, even like with a Bastion
or a Junk, Bastion.
There's
and
no
junk.
Point in having a shield.
Yeah,
it's just like, oh, we get a second of, that's a little dramatic, 3 seconds of cover.
Especially Bastion's the worst one. Like, with Junk, at least I can be like, okay, I'm gonna keep it up, okay, he's reloading, let my shield recharge a little bit, put it back up, inform people that my shield's going down and we got to deal with that junk rat. That at least has some sort of like playability.
With Bastion, he just takes his big robot gun.
You weren't gonna say gun before.
Pointed at you and just until your shield's gone, and then he shoots you in the head 8 times. And then
you put a billion times more effort in there than I thought you were, because I thought you were just gonna be like, Bastion looks at you and goes, bling, and your shield is down. It's a mix of the two. It's especially, I'm mainly thinking of Dorado, because we usually defend up top when we're on defense, and I'll put my shield up, and then it'll be like, okay, as soon as the Bastion turns the corner, I go, shield at 1/10. And it's like, it's absolutely ridiculous. Anyway, back to Reaper. The main issue, like we said, is that instead of, like, goats is an issue. Here's the thing.
Is it an issue, though?
Here's
a whine.
Here's what I mean by I think it's an issue. It's not, well, first of all, it's not an issue at our rank. Our rank is pretty, like, diverse as far as metas you can go, or comps you can go. But as far as the pros go, it's like, pretty much every comp is a goat's comp, because that's just the most powerful. And it's not as much that it's, I agree that it's okay to have metas, like having dive metas fine, having goats metas fine, having before No Limits, like, got taken out of comp, two Winstons, two Lucios, two Tracers was a thing. Like, that's fine. Having metas is fine. But having one meta for a really long time just makes the game stale. Yeah. And I think that almost happened with Dive. I think it did happen with Dive a little bit, where it was like, okay, this has been the same thing for a long time. Now, do I prefer Dive over Goats? Yes, because it's more exciting. And it takes more, I don't know, I just like it better. It takes a little bit more communication and strategy. So I don't think there's an issue with Goats. I think there's an issue with Goats being so strong for so long. But the solution isn't to make, here's the thing, even when, I mean, like, even a couple weeks ago or whatever, when GOATS was like at its prime and being meta, that's GOATS is like all about like tanks. But people were still talking about how main tank isn't fun to play. So they went, oh, main tank's not fun to play? Let's buff this guy who just makes it not fun for tanks.
Tanks kind of just fucking suck to play. And they've sucked to play for 8 months.
Yep, a long
time. Which kind of is terrible.
I remember there was like a glorious time where it was like, oh my goodness, Rein is like viable to play again. Because he wasn't for a long time. Like it was all Winston. It was all Winston all the time. And I was fine with that. But then Rein became like the new always Rein all the time. And but now it doesn't matter who you go because you're going to get deleted by a little emo boy.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just not been... Playing tank isn't fun.
Yeah.
But it can be fun, but I say it isn't fun because on average it's not fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, here's the thing. The fun in, like, a game, as far as playing a tank goes, mostly main tank, but it's kind of all tanks. The fun comes from, at the end of the game, if you win, you go, oh, all that hard work paid off. But during the game, it's like, it's not fun. It feels like a job.
Mm-hmm.
And all of these reasons contribute to why I tweeted saying I'm going to take a little bit of a break from comp. Maybe from Overwatch as a whole, but mostly just from comp. Because it's just, if there's a Reaper in the game, it's no fun.
It's true.
So I just need a break.
This would have been a good time for us to start our Minecraft Let's Play series on this channel.
On this channel?
Yeah, on this channel. The Brovercraft.
The Bro... I hate it.
Just for a couple weeks. Just for 2 or 3 weeks until, you know. But, you know, I don't have a PC anymore.
Yep.
So that's sad. So we can't really play games.
But we're going to get on that.
Mm-hmm. I think the biggest thing that they need to do is add some sort of different tank.
Mm-hmm.
Because, number one, most of the tanks are kind of stale. And you kind of fall into this situation where there's only a few viable heroes because there's so few heroes in two of the roles.
Yeah.
And then all the damage heroes are meh.
I feel like we're just reaching a point where there's enough damage heroes where it's like, okay, you've got plenty of options.
Like they didn't... In my opinion, they didn't need to add Ashe. Like, I don't think that was necessary.
I don't think they needed to add Ashe either, but I think she was a good addition just because every hero that's been added has been like... Other than Ana, I think every hero that's been added has been like very weird. Like, brought something very weird and new. Like, Sombra... brought hacking and invisibility.
By the way, her hacks are such bullshit. They last for like 6 seconds.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is that?
But yeah.
That's ridiculous. 6 seconds.
That's a little long. So she introduced hacking and invisibility. Doomfist introduced insta-kill punch and like... like, pretty much a hero that is pretty much only cooldown-oriented. Moira introduced sucky balls and, like, I mean, I guess Symmetra kind of had it, but, like, insta-lock aim and, and, like, the main thing Moira introduced was, like, group healing. And then Brigitte introduced...
all the trash ask for
every stun possible. And then Hammond, yeah. I think, was a great addition. He added enough new that it was like, I think he's probably, other than Anna, I think he's the best introduction so far. But, like, he's a roly ball that slams on people and, like, vaults around and drops minefields. That's all very different. And then Ash was a girl with a gun and abilities. I guess she introduced fire, but it's not as big of a problem as I thought it was.
No, it is sort of if you're Mercy and then, like, your healer, the other healer is just like, I'm not going to heal you.
Yeah.
Because you can heal on your own. But that, like, if you're Mercy and you have the fire, you kind of get to just get fucked.
Yeah.
So,
but, like, if I had to rank, this is kind of a tangent, but if I had to rank, like, the addition characters, I'd say the top three are Anna, Hammond, Ash.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I forgot about Orisa completely. I think she was a decent addition. Everyone thought that she was just going to be a replacement for Ryan, but like she's only used in certain situations. So I think she's pretty good.
I think Orisa is a good like point to hit on because she is a fairly niche hero.
Yeah,
and like they buffed her a little bit, but she's like they reduced her spread like 0.3% or something.
Yeah.
But she's still niche, and it's you have 29 heroes in the game. Like, Bastion doesn't need a buff.
Yeah.
Why do you need to buff Bastion? Reaper doesn't need this much of a buff.
I think... You finish.
If you have more heroes, then it'll be easier for you to create strategies against a certain meta. There's always going to be overpowered heroes, which is just a thing that you have to deal with. But... like, it'll be slightly easier to combat.
I think 2 points. I think they dealt with Mercy pretty well. She was majorly overpowered for a long time, and then they slowly whittled away at her till she's still a good healer, but she's not a 100%, or what was it, 92% pick rate or something?
Yeah, something ridiculous.
I
do think with her, they could have, like, try to test it out and go down a little bit because they went from 60 to 50, which is kind of a lot.
It is kind of a lot, but it was like, I think that's an,
it was good though,
because
you have the other healers that can,
where they were like, how's this? And everyone was like, yeah, it's pretty good. And then they were like, okay, instead of how's this bad? We'll give it to you anyway. But, the second point was, I think looking at Orisa and May are very good examples of where the game needs to go. Not every hero... we don't need the roster to have equal play time.
Yeah.
We don't need Bastion to be played more. We don't need... I don't know who... We don't need D.Va to be played less. Maybe we do need D.Va to be played a little bit less. But
we don't need, like, Widow to be played less.
Yeah. It's like... May is... by far not the most played hero. She's like probably in the bottom third. But when she's played in a specific way in certain circumstances, and she's very powerful in those circumstances. So she's not always picked because she's not always viable, but when she is picked, she's very powerful. Some would even say like, overly powerful. Like when there's a May on the other team, you always hear, oh, this May, I hate her, I hate May, May's the worst. It's like,
yeah, May's kind of a shit here to play against, but
it's like the reason she's bad to play against is because that's what she's meant for, that specific scenario that you're in at that time. Right? But like if she's played when she shouldn't be played, she's really easy to deal with. You just kill her. But like so I think she's a really good example of like, she is overpowered sometimes and not overpowered, like absolute trash some other times, but she's meant to be played at certain points. But when I'm going into every comp game and every comp game has a Reaper and every single game he's just able to delete my team, then, and some would argue, well, then why don't your team just have a Reaper as well? It's like, first of all, that's not really how that works. Like, me having a Reaper isn't going to make the other Reaper not exist.
Kill everyone.
And yeah. Two, that just makes it worse because now there's two Reapers in the game. And that makes it, I don't know. That just makes it worse because
also
him being overpowered isn't going to be fixed by having him on both teams.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's easier to defend when with a Reaper. So it's not like super easy to attack with him if you have another Reaper that's on the other team and is like, I'm just going to kill him. Because he can.
Yeah.
Now, has anyone done any tests of what it's like when two Reapers just stand there and shoot at each other?
That's very interesting. I bet someone has. I haven't seen it, though.
Mm.
Well, I think, obviously, whoever shoots first is going to win.
Yeah.
Because you're never going to be able to get it exactly at the same time. I mean, you could. There is a...
Unless you have them, like, right next to each other and you push them down at the same time.
And even there's then... But, like, yeah, that would be interesting. Maybe we'll look into that. But, yeah. Having... Reaper... If the discussion is Reaper is OP, being, well, then why don't you also run the Reaper, isn't the solution. That just means he's... also still OP.
It just means the game's broken.
Yep. I'm just going to read the developer comment real quick on the Reaper buff in the thing, and I want to make a comment on their comment. Reaper's passive is one of the main tools he has, which allows him to play aggressively when near his enemies. Talking about the lifesteal.
Mm-hmm.
This change allows him to keep the pressure up as long as he can stay near his enemies enough to keep dealing damage. This change is particularly effective versus tanks, as they tend to do less damage than damage heroes, and also take more damage from his Hellfire shotguns, didn't know they were called Hellfire shotguns, due to their larger hit volumes. So what they're saying essentially is Reaper is really good when he's up close. And with this buff, he's going to be even more powerful when he's up close. And they say it's like, as long as he can stay near his enemies. But yeah. when the ability makes it so that it doesn't matter how close he is to his enemies. Like, what I mean is, like, it still matters because he's got to be close to kill them for the most part. We won versus farmers.
So even though he does a fair amount of damage, decently far.
Yeah. What I'm mainly saying is, like, it seems like they're like, as long as you can get close enough before they kill you, it seems like that's kind of what he's saying. But it doesn't. Mm-hmm. That doesn't matter if just continuing to shoot keeps his health up enough.
Yeah.
To not die.
Yeah.
So he can, pretty much the developer comment is like, before he was really powerful up close, now he's still powerful up close, but also he has zero chance of dying.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, invincibility seems like an interesting addition to the game.
Yeah. So, and now I'd like to ask what you'd like to see, and I can start if you want me to.
Yeah, you start.
Like, what you'd like to see added to the game.
Added to the game in general, or... as far as Reaper goes
in general.
Okay.
Cause I think we both want Reaper, his lifesteal to turn down.
I think we can both agree. 30. Lifesteal down. Yeah. Cause the armor nerf is going to be enough, even if his thing is at 30. So, that nerf and then teleport buff, or at least ability change or whatever for that.
Yeah. Just make that quicker. What I would like to see is some sort of tank that can, I don't know, just kind of sustain itself, you know? Something that will add a new element to the game.
Mm-hmm.
That's got a little speed to it. But it is a melee tank. Now, this has nothing to do with Reaper. I just want to talk about this. I just want a tank that is a little up close, has some verticality and a little bit of speed, but less health, kind of like Zarya.
I'm just gonna real quick inform you guys a little bit about our little boy Caldy boy here. If you ever hear him talk about the video game Overwatch, he will always talk about how he needs more mobility.
Oh, I love it. I love Hamster.
One time he played Orisa and he went, "Oh, too slow."
Very true. I used to play Ana, and then I fell asleep while I was playing one time, and I said, "Oh no, she's too slow."
So you're saying you just want a mobile tank?
Yeah.
Hammond.
No, but here's the thing with Hammond. He's got a lot of like range.
You want an up close mobile tank?
Yeah.
So a tank that's able to get in there, do some damage, like a tank and get out.
That their role is basically to stay with healers. Or if like mostly stay with healers and protect them from flankers, because that's a fairly huge problem if you're gonna have heroes like Reaper or Hanzo that are powerful and can just kind of get in and murder everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Or if necessary, they can go up and like punch people. I'm thinking punches. Some sort of large punch.
So you want Doomfist mixed with Hammond.
But not insta-kill.
Now, everything you're saying right now is reminding me more and more. This is my transition into my thing. It's reminding me more and more of something that I've been pitching for a long time.
What is that? What is that, sir?
Ask anybody who I've played with. This is something I've been wanting since launch. Since launch, we need a bear character, okay?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
We need a character that is a bear. Now, this is also a good opportunity to bring
like
in the
big
first...
gay man?
Nope.
Like a hairy gay
man? No, like the animal, a bear. Now... this would also be a good opportunity to introduce the first Canadian character. Just make it a Canadian bear.
Grizzly bear?
Yep. And then boom, Canadian. You got a Canadian character as well as a bear. No, it's not a smart one. I mean, it's pretty smart, but it's not Winston smart. It's not like he can't talk. Actually, it would be funny if he could talk. This doesn't matter. None of this matters. Okay. None of this matters. You know what? Maybe it could be the bear that Zarya wrestled.
Now, I could... You're talking bear. That could be a good one. So he has, like, a shift ability, like Hammy, but maybe it stays first person, where he, like...
it's like a charge. Like
runs a little bit.
Like, you know what Bob does when you first send him out?
Yeah.
It's like that, where you run at him and you knock him up. Yeah.
And then... you unshift, you stop holding shift, you get up and you go real close, do some of this, a little bit of this real close, because they've got, I don't know if you know about this about bears, but they have claws.
What?
Bears have claws.
What?
And the claws are on a paw. That's too many words for claws.
Here, let me backspace all that. Let me type in the word claw.
It's going to be the guy from Inspector Gadget.
Okay, I typed in the word claw. Nothing's coming up for that. Let me type in bear claw.
Make sure you don't type in bear paw, because that's a snack.
Oh, bears do have claws, believe it or not. You're right.
Yeah, so he takes these claws and he goes, rawr, 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 rawr.
Mm-hmm.
And then kills, maybe, or just does some damage.
When I originally pitched this character, I was pitching it as the next character, and it was right before Moira came out, so everyone knew it was going to be healer. So I was like, I want it to be a bear character, and then our boy old Matt tried to catch me and went, yeah, but our next character is a healer. And I went, exactly. And
Jesus Christ.
I pretty much pitched a tank healer bear where his claws are syringes. But we're going to leave that in the past, because that's no good. But on that same idea, yeah, his shift could be a charge. His E could be like, I don't know, a growl where like he enters, I don't know, where he gets...
Or kind of like Torb's overclocked or whatever.
Yeah, where he gets like heated, you know what I mean? And then his ultimate, of course, is he calls all his bear cubs and they charge. I don't know. My point is, he would need an ability that gets him out of there. So I guess that would be the charge one. Yeah, never mind. I'm stupid. But I feel like he'd need some verticality. Like... Oh, he'd have a wall climb like Genji and Hanzo because bears climb like trees.
Shift, charge, wall climb sort of thing.
Oh, yeah. He could like climb walls with his shift, but only with his shift.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, we just pitched a great character. And his name? Barry. But spelled B-A-R-R-Y.
B. Barry Beeson?
So yeah, I don't know. A mobile tank would be nice. Hammond's a mobile tank, but like, you go in, you disrupt them, but that's all you do. You don't really do anything other than that. Mm-hmm. And then you get out. Yeah, that would be nice.
Now, how would this change the game, you're asking? Why would this fix anything? This would fix things for a reason. Reason A.
He's trying to make an A with his hand? It's not
reason
working.
A. That was close enough. It gives us more options to choose from tanks so that we can change or come up with different strategies. Because that's the biggest problem.
Yep.
We don't have enough characters to come up with different strategies. You need, what? If you have 10 characters that are viable and then the rest are kind of niche, that's a pretty good game.
Something I've experienced very often is, it's like, all right, let's come up with a fun strategy. Okay, you go this DPS hero. You go this DPS hero. Ooh, let's do these two healer characters together. And I guess we'll have Orion. And then everyone just gathers around the Orion, and the comp isn't that exciting.
Yeah.
Or
like there are...
you go Winston, and then you all just dive in.
Yeah. So we need something that's like...
different.
Like, I don't understand why there's so many damage characters. I know they had the support and like all those four roles, the attack defense roles. Pre whatever last year, but like they just added Ashe in a time when we know we need a tank or a healer because we obviously don't have enough of them. There's less tanks and healers combined than DPS characters, I think,
because
there's what, 7 tanks, 7 healers, 14, there's 29 characters. Maybe there's 7 tanks, 6 healers. I don't know. But it limits creativity, which kind of makes you fall into these metas where it's like
7 tanks, 6 healers.
7 tanks, 6 healers, so that's 13. And there's 29 characters. So 16 damage to 13 tanks and healers combined.
16 DPS.
Yeah, that's a lot of outnumbering. Now, a lot of the DPS are niche, like Mei. I guess you could say Symmetra's
Genji,
niche,
somewhat. Torbjorn.
Yeah.
Sombra.
Mm-hmm. Niche characters. But we kind of need those in some niche characters and tanks and healers.
Yeah.
Especially when it's two different categories.
Now, we were talking about Orisa earlier, and I'd say Hammond is also niche. Roadhog is probably also niche. But here's the thing. Anzari is also probably niche. D.Va's not niche. She can be used whenever.
No.
Pretty much. but everybody, and Winston, I guess, is somewhat niche, but it's pretty much all like... you have a shield tank and you have an off tank.
Yeah.
And it's
like there's no other
options.
Element to the game.
At least, and in support, there's somewhat of like workaround. Like there wasn't for a while before it was like you have a Mercy or a Moira and then a Zen Lucio Breaker Ana as the second one. That's what it was for a while, but now it's like you can go Ana Zen, you can go Break Lucio, and it's like there's options.
Yeah. And it's kind of fun, like it's really fun to be able to play all these different heroes. But when tank is such a garbage trash role, and there's not really any options, because all of them rely on either healing or armor or shields, and this, like, you can just kind of get wiped out by most of the DPS characters in the game.
I think that's
especially when they make them like Reaper.
I think that's another thing with the armor. It's like tanks need healers. I also discovered that last night. If no one's healing me, I'm dead. There's nothing.
Yeah.
I'm dead. Luckily, tanks had armor. So if someone started to kill them, yes, they have no healing, but they have some time, more time than they would without armor, to be able to get out and figure out a situation to help or whatever. But here's the thing. Now armor's nerfed, and now they're just trash. They're just giant. I'm looking at Winston's face right now, and he looks so sad because he's useless now. I was just really getting into playing Winston again, and he's useless now. I tried so hard to play him last night, and it was nope.
Yeah.
Reaper goes like this once to my head, and I'm dead. It's ridiculous.
Basically, yeah.
I'm angry.
It's just... they seem to think the strategy is to just make certain people better to hard counter other strategies.
I think
like Brig.
Did Siegel kind of... I think Siegel kind of talked about this in his State of Overwatch thing, where he's like, hard counters are a no... like, that's it's not good in the game.
That's not fun. Yeah.
Like, I think he said the hit scan Pharah one is good. Because Pharah goes, oh, or someone goes, oh, there's a Pharah, so they go hit scan, and then the hit scan goes, oh, there's a Pharah, I'm a shooter, but then she can be like, oh, I'm a duck behind this building and surprise him or boop him or call for healing, get damage boosted. It's like there's some counterplay.
And there's skill involved. Because the Pharah has to hit shots and the hit scan has to hit shots.
But there's no counterplay in, oh, I just realized there's a Reaper right beside me. And my health is in the millisecond that I'm thinking all of this right now being diminished to zero. How am I going to react? And I'm already dead.
It's not even that, like, there's a Reaper right beside me, because, like, you should have better game sense than that. But
I'm exaggerating. Like, I'm making an easy example.
It's like there's a Reaper on the other team. We need to only focus on him, because if we don't, the other team doesn't have to do anything, and they win. So, we're kind of cocked, if I'm being honest.
Kind of cocked.
Now, I hope... well, actually, they already said that Stage 1 is going to be played on this patch. Which is...
which makes me hopeful for the my Outlaw boys, because when they were doing the pro PTR pugs at the Blizzard HQ, Jake killed everybody on Reaper. Man, you didn't...
it's like 12:30 right now.
Nope. It is barely 6.
Yeah, it's so true.
Honestly,
I'm excited. Yeah.
Final thoughts. Reaper too strong. Makes game unfun for tanks. Game was barely fun for tanks before. Now it's just straight up unfun for tanks. And I'm going to take a break personally. Although I will say this. Me taking a break, although it is mostly a negative thing, it's not a fully negative thing. I feel like something that the Overwatch community struggles with is they'll be like, man, I'm not enjoying the game right now, but I'm going to keep playing it for 4 hours a night. It's like, you're allowed to take a break from the game. Like, take
just play another game.
Yeah, take a couple weeks.
Minecraft.
Oh, yeah. Take a couple week break. I took, like, not intentionally, but, like, I took a week break from Overwatch, and then I came back and I was like, man, I love this game. But now I'm feeling like I'm fatigued, so I'm going to take a break, and then I'll come back and love it.
I've got a couple weeks here where a week or so here, where I won't be able to play. And I think when I do play again, my pants are going to be exploded.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to this episode of the Broverwatch podcast. Let us know your thoughts, both in the comments of the YouTube video, as well as on Twitter, at the Broverwatch. We want to know your thoughts. It's a bit of a situation that we're in with Reaper and with Goats and with Season 2 right around the corner. Very excited, oh my boy.
Buy our merch.
We have no merch. Although...
I can, if you send me $20, I'll PayPal you one of my shirts.
Disgusting.
I'm not going to PayPal it. I'm just going to FedEx send it.
Absolutely disgusting.
I might wash it first.
But as far as merch goes, we do not have it. But maybe one day we will, if you help share this podcast with your friends. Gadim, did you like that?
Don't say Gadim unironically.
I do all the time, my boy. Anyway, follow us on Twitter at the Broverwatch, and that's where we usually post updates and the such. Visit our website at thebroverwatch.com. the such. I've never said that in my life. I don't think people say that.
We're going to buy cottage furniture and the such.
You're right. That doesn't sound right. It felt so right when I said it, but that doesn't sound right. My name is Adam Cook. Calder's name is Calder Amos Wood, and we're glad that we could spend this time with you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. We love you. Appreciate you. Let us know.
Have a good night.
Your thoughts.
Kiss a pen before you sleep.
And we'll catch you next week. Enjoy the Super Bowl, everybody. We're all sports people here.
Let's go, Patriots.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.